Buongiorno, Shiva.
For our November 16th, 2017 Healing Song of the Day. Hey, I'm your host, Brenda Michiko Kelly. The Loshu, or the Flying Star, number four today is the number five star. I love it when the number five star is in the center because that is its home location. And with the number five in the center today, that means the configuration of the flying star setup, which are nine stars, if you've been listening, are all in their home locations. Woo-hoo! And we have a new moon coming on up really soon here, so this is a really great time for good growth of good intentions. So let's think about this. These important things right now. The animal today, and there are 12 animals, is the sheep, or sometimes you'll see it in the 12 animal write-ups. There are two other things. It might say goat, and it might say ram even. And it is the ancient sheep, the wild sheep. So you could see how it could kind of be all those three things, because in truth it has all those things in it. It's got the horns, it's got the charge, you know, and it's also got it's got properties from each of those animals, a sheep in the 12 animal write-ups. And there's an element today, and it's fire. And also Not only is the element today, it's also one of two elements. They're going to go in pairs, remember. And this is a yin fire today. So this is a yin fire sheep day. And it is a number five day in the Loshu. And this is feng shui. This is how you describe the day. And you were born on a day. So you have all of these in your feng shui profile. And so find out that animal, because it goes in a compass direction, and you'll know that compass direction for your whole life. That would be your feng shui animal compass direction. And then it's of your home. It is inside of each room that you are in. And it's like that. And how you measure the compass and find compass directions in feng shui is to stand in the center. Okay, so you stand in the center of where you think the middle of your home is, or the middle of the room, and then you would find a compass direction. And let's talk about the sheep, since it's a day of the sheep, and the compass direction for the sheep is in the southwest. And the sheep also shares the southwest with the monkey. And the sheep is actually more towards the south. Okay, and on the other side of the sheep is the horse, which is in the south. And so it goes like that. It goes horse in the south, and then sheep in the southwest, and then further towards the more west, still in the southwest is the monkey, and then west, which is the year we are in right now, 2017, year of fire rooster. And so do you see it, right? You see those 12 animals around in that circle? Well, there are more. And you're one of them. And so you have a compass direction. Well, what do you do with that? Well, the first thing you want to do is make sure that it's tidy. And I say this, it's a fundamental thing. If there's nothing else that's tidy, then that one compass direction is. Just start there. And then also, which is so fun, because today is a number 5 day, you are dealing with the home star. Find out what your home flying star is so that you can understand what that star's name is. It has a vibration, and that's what you're working with to master, or maybe you're already a master in it. It can be either which way, you know, like that. In between the drunken master, if you met that one, I'm just saying it can be a wide swing of have you, you know, this one vibration of mastery or being the apprentice of it. And so it's all up to you. But wouldn't it be nice to know what vibration you're working with? And there are 9 flying stars. So, I mean, there are only 9 of them. So you're going to, it's one of those. Also, remember, there's an annual flying star that flew to your sector for the entire year. So you're going to want to know which of those came in, because that's the same thing. Not only do you have a home flying star that you want to really know what that is, you have an annual flying star. This is the dealings of the day, okay? This is really, now of course there's a daily and a monthly, but those can be a lot more changeable. The dealings of the day for the year, now that's something you can actually look at, and we can balance it with one of the 5 elements. We can also, what we call in feng shui, cure it, if that's in need of, with one of the 5 elements. And then on the other side, we can enhance it, if that's what we want to do, with one of the 5 elements. And they can be remembered. The 5 elements are the water, wood, fire, earth, and metal. And it can be in its form, or it can be in a color that represents it, or in an image that represents it. There's a shape that represents it. There are even in your family that are feng shui animals that represent different things like this. And that's so fun to find out who your family and friends are, which animals they are. What are good partners for you is written in the feng shui. And remember, it's all contained within the bagua. And the bagua is an 8-sided compass. I know I'm laying down a lot of compasses on top of you, but you can do it because it's that same compass. And the bagua is an 8-sided compass. And that 8-sided compass is very important. So you're going to really want to know, for instance, what does the southwest in the bagua represent? It represents the matriarch, the mother energy. So we're going to want to, make that good. We're going to want to enhance that. We're going to want to love that up. And so we need to know these things. And let's say we have a beautiful image, a Mother Mary image, or your dear mama son image, or some grandma. You were wondering which direction that would really go well in. It would be the matriarch direction inside of your home, which is the southwest. And so that's a fun feng shui decor for you. Uh-huh. If you would want a feng shui consultation, you can contact pathfinder1111@gmail.com, and we will just put it all together for you with you over Skype, so that we can do this together. It works really well. We do it personally to you because, you know what, everyone needs this personally to them. It's very personal to you what you're going to put over there, and we'll talk about it. And it's really fun, especially if you're thinking of redecorating or redesigning. That's a great time. And that's always a good time for our Feng Shui Fit Tips. So let's do our Feng Shui Fit Tip for today. And the Feng Shui Fit Tip is called Listen and Learn from the Pros. And let's talk about that. Yeah, if you're lucky enough to be around somebody who's really got a wealth of knowledge and you know that they've really got their stuff going on and you want to know and they're talking, listen. Listen to the words. Even if you don't quite understand all the words, listen to the words because later you may really learn what they're talking about. Listening is so important to be able to learn. Now, some people can learn on the spot, all right? Now, these are the pros. They really got that learn thing down. You know why? They're listening. They're listening when someone is telling them, a question that they themselves asked the answer to. So remember, if you're going to ask a question, always listen, and that means that you're not talking. Okay, and also B, when someone's offering a tweak of advice that is it could really do a lot of good, especially if you don't jump in with the ego. The ego would say, "I know already," and so let's turn that ego off and listen to our pros so that we can do our life and sway fitness best. And for more Life and Slay. Yes, it's Pathfinder.
Mahalo, Michiko. Miedo chanku oksape wichasha. My name is Pathfinder. Extend the heart blessing. Ask for the Creator and Mother Earth's heart blessing to go out to all around the world, to all the peoples, those that are listening and those that are still in the heart waves. We're all in the heart waves. And this also blessings for Mother Earth's, all of Mother Earth's children, our brothers and sisters of the Makasutomnia and all of our relatives. Heart waves out to all of us. This is a good thing. So we can practice this each day. Is that if we take a moment, let's say that really the purpose of prayer, in other words, the word is to engage us in the heart waves, to send out the heart waves. And if each and every one of us practice this every day, and the heart wave has the feeling of love with it, okay? So it says you can't send out a heart wave if you're angry. You gotta calm, chill out, and then come back to that place of love, and then send out heart waves. And so today we're working with I Am Simplicity, translation of the body. Last week we introduced the Phoenix fires, because it was literally that time of year between like November, let's say 8th to 11th. The last time I said it starts as soon as the 5th, which it does. But this is a time when the energies of the year help us to kindle that rebirthing fire inside. And that corresponds to being in the sign of Scorpio, and that those chemical fires at the core of things stir and bring forth a new birth, a new creation, a new thought. Then I was also listening to the Fit Tip. I guess that was the point, listening to the Fit Tip. Well, you know, oftentimes for having a conversation, we're already thinking about what somebody is saying. And so there are different ways of doing this. You can just listen and then think about it. Those can be two separate things. What we often do is we barely listen, and we're thinking about what we want to say instead of thinking about what they're saying. And so it's one thing to just listen. That's the most pure way. That way you can hear the heart of whatever the communication is, and then you apply the understanding, okay? It's totally another thing to always be thinking over somebody else's words. That means you don't hear a thing, much less have very good listening skills. So we all need better listening skills, and let us assume that there's always more for us to learn, which is the truth. When we become with the idea that we can just respond instantly because we already know, that's a judgment thing for one, holding us back. And then it's also an ego block. We've done ego blocked ourselves from the possibility of learning something new. And this is why we work with counselors, because the real counselors won't just let us skirt over everything. In fact, the real counselors will say something that's so close to the center that we have to catch up to understand what they're talking about. And so anyway, all this has to do with self-reflection. I am simplicity. Now, our topic today, we're starting a little four-part series on ascension. We talked a little bit about the purpose of ascension nowadays is not to go out there somewhere, but to really anchor who we are physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually right here and now, to come to the now and to bring a lot of happiness with it. Let us let the natural earth happiness and the heavenly happiness co-join and bring forth much additional happiness. Now, in there are these places throughout time, I must say time and space, that are called ascension temples, and they come in four different kinds. You have the translation temple, you have the resurrection temple, you have the transfiguration temple, and then you have the unifying or ascension temple. And these are different gauntlets of growth that have been written into each one of our individual lives. The key word is growth, going forward, moving forward, gaining that light and love. Gaining that light and love. This is the key. Okay, so the first step, and so we take baby steps. We take baby steps. If we can make four baby steps, it's the same maybe, let's say, as a regular step, okay? And we're not expected in this day and age to go and spend years studying with the mystics in order to make the full transitions at any given moment. Now, what we're asked to do today is to achieve baby steps. To achieve, in other words, it says, let my body be full of light. Let my heart resurrect. Let my mind be transfigured. And thank you, God, that I am stronger now, fully ascending into the heavenlies with a bunch of singing angels. I'll take a little bit more holiness, a little bit more health, a little bit more sanctity in my life today. And that's the purpose of what we're doing here. Now, for those that are interested, We can have a class of one sort or another, or private study, and we can go into this process of the acceleration of ourself, the maturation of where we have already been, and the opening up the doors and letting the light flood in. This is the basic process. It says, I can already tell I'm barely going to get anywhere into this. So let me give just the basics of what it is. Our bodies used to hold more energy, both the resting energy, we'll call it resting energy, or latent energy, and also kinetic energy, the moving energy. We had a greater light density at every point that exists within, and with the us, I use little parentheses, because this brings a reflection. What is our body? There are many layers of consciousness, awareness, and function with our physical bodies. For instance, there is the organ and body systems, like nervous system, endocrine system. This is groups of organs and brain cells and all sorts of parts of us working together. Then there are the individual organs. Let's see, this pancreas does the pancreas thing, and down here the femur does the movement for the leg thing. And go in deeper within an individual organ, like let's say the heart. You have a bunch of cells, each and every one of them working in tandem in order to create the beating of the heart and the other blessings that are there. You go deeper, you go beneath the chemical, you go beneath the particle level or the molecular level. You go into the atomic, and then you also have the subatomic levels. Each of these planes of existence, for now I'm going to call them planes of existence. It says, we'll list them right now as initiating the intensification of light in the subatomics of atoms to raise the chi of the atom, the molecule, the cell, the organ, and the whole physical self. So right there, we're gonna apply just five levels of inner reality: the atom, the molecule, the cell, the organ, and then the whole self. And I would actually have to put in there between the cell and the organ is also the chemical. All the movings of those chemicals help the cells and the organs to be in relationship. And so, in other words, every part of us can be filled with greater light density. Now, usually the masters start us off, remember, I am simplicity. The process of the translation of the physical body into the physical body of light is watched over by Saint Francis. That's the same saint who back in his day in Assisi, the area of Assisi over in Europe, received the stigmatas and practiced I am simplicity. I totally would love you to look at the little flowers of Saint Francis. And then you have the Saint Francis's prayer, you have the canticle of the sun and the moon, and many other writings from that era, as he and his friends are living mystics. They became saints, which means that they took up the robes of immortality in order to stay with us. And in the present form comes to us Kuthumi, who is another one of the mystics from the Near East. And the focus is to master psychology. In other words, in absorbing the simplicity of light within ourselves to the point where we are emotionally walking in health, where we are mentally walking in balance, where we are physically engendering more happiness and service, and where we are spiritually indwelling or involving into ourselves to become stronger. Now, there's actually, sometimes I offer a workshop, and these workshops are usually done on an evening or afternoon on four consecutive weeks, but we can figure out how to do this working with you individually or two by two or small class. But basically, the masters start with the chakras, and we keep it simple. We bathe our root chakra in red, asking the universe to pour the pure divine red right through that root chakra and to fill our entire body. And then with the sacral chakra, that is the orange, the sacrum chakra, to fill our entire body with the orange, the solar plexus, to fill our entire body with the golden of happiness and vision and inner strength. And as such, the green with the heart, the blue with the throat, the indigo with the third eye, and the violet light with the crown chakra. And so, in asking the medicine Buddha to send the lapis lazuli light through our third eye and to fill our entire body with this amazing light of compassion, it says the lamp of the body is the eye, and when this lamp shines brightly, so your entire body is filled with light.
Mahalo, Pathfinder. And thanks to all of you for tuning in to Aloha Healers Network from all kinds of countries around the world. Wow, great big hugs. Right studio from us to you, wherever in the world or space you may be. And it's time to close Aloha Healers Network with the five Reiki principles. Today, I let go of anger. Today, I let go of worry. Today, I'm thankful and give thanks for my many blessings. Today, I'm kind with honor and respect to all living beings. I do my work honestly.
Aloha.